Chapter 1, Loving Parent-Child Relationships. Not long ago, before starting a day of back-to-back meetings, I ducked into a nail salon to get a badly needed manicure. I was the first customer of the day, and while I sat getting my nails done, I witnessed a conversation between an older Asian gentleman and the woman giving me the manicure. Although they were speaking a foreign language and I couldn't understand a word of what they were saying, I could feel the love and warmth in their words to each other. Soon the gentleman got up and left the salon. At that point, the woman explained to me in English that her mother and father had fallen upon hard times and had consequently moved in with her. Where I am from, the parents and the children make a lifelong commitment to take care of each other and make each other's life happy, she said. I made this promise to my parents as a little child. For the rest of the day, I couldn't get the manicurist's statement out of my head. What a difference in attitude, I thought to myself, between the conversation I had with the manicurist and the teenage boy who walks some of the dogs in our apartment. I think it's the parents' job to get their child the things that make the child happy, the boy told me. Work should not enter into the picture until the kid grows up. I hate it that my parents make me do this job to get my games and stuff. And what about your responsibility to your parents? I asked the boy. He shrugged his shoulders, then turned and left the building with two dogs in tow. No wonder his parents, along with many others, constantly feel put upon, I thought to myself. Parent-child relationships can either be a blessing or a bane for both parents and children. The good news is that you have everything you need to create a positive relationship with your child. This doesn't mean that you will ever attain a relationship with your child that is free of all conflict and challenges. No such relationship exists. It does mean, however, that you can have a relationship with your child in which there is a lifetime commitment to take care of each other and make each other's life happy. Some things required to build this kind of parent-child relationship are simple. Others are more complex. All are well worth your investment of time and energy because being a parent begins and ends with your relationship with your child. Parent-child relationships can either be a blessing or a bane for both parents and children. The good news is that you have everything you need to create a positive relationship with your child. This doesn't mean that you will ever attain a relationship with your child that is free of all conflict and challenges. No such relationship exists. It does mean, however, that you can have a relationship with your child in which there is a lifetime commitment to take care of each other and make each other's life happy. Some things required to build this kind of parent-child relationship are simple. Others are more complex. All are well worth your investment of time and energy because being a parent begins and ends with your relationship with your child. Parent-child relationships can either be a blessing or a bane for both parents and children. The good news is that you have everything you need to create a positive relationship with your child. This doesn't mean that you will ever attain a relationship with your child that is free of all conflict and challenges. No such relationship exists. It does mean, however, that you can have a relationship with your child in which there is a lifetime commitment to take care of each other and make each other's life happy. Some things required to build this kind of parent-child relationship are simple. Others are more complex. All are well worth your investment of time and energy, because being a parent begins and ends with your relationship with your child.